This is the essay writing introduction page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Getting started can often be difficult. Even professional writers say that the hardest part of writing is the beginning. Writing an introduction to an essay can therefore seem a daunting task, though it need not be so difficult as long as you understand the purpose and the structure of the introduction, both of which we'll look at in this podcast. On the website, there's also an example essay to help you understand these two components of an introduction more clearly. So first off, let's talk about the purpose of the introduction. When writing an introduction to an academic essay, it's useful to remember the main purpose of the introduction. In general, the introduction will introduce the topic to the reader by stating what the topic is and giving some general background information. This will help the reader to understand what you are writing about and show why the topic is important. The introduction should also give the overall plan of the essay. This last purpose is perhaps the most important, and is the reason why many writers choose to write the introduction last, after they have written the main body, because they will need to know what the essay will contain before they can give a clear plan. So secondly, let's look in more detail at the structure of the introduction. Although essays vary in length and content, most essays will have the same overall structure, including the introduction. The structure is related to the purpose mentioned above. The introduction to an essay should have the following two parts. First, general statements to introduce the topic and give the background. And secondly, a thesis statement to show the structure. Looking at general statements, the general statements will introduce the topic of the essay and give background information. The background information for a short essay will generally just be one or two sentences. The general statement should become more and more specific as the introduction progresses, leading the reader into the essay. Some writers talk about attracting the reader's attention, though for an academic essay, this is less important. For longer essays, the general statements could include one or more definitions, or could classify the topic, and may cover more than one paragraph. The following is an example of background statements for a short essay. Although they were invented almost 100 years ago, for decades cars were only owned by the rich. Since the 1960s and 70s, they have become increasingly affordable, and now most families in developed nations and a growing number in developing countries own a car. These sentences introduce the topic of the essay, namely cars, and give some background to this topic, specifically the situation in the past and the situation now. These sentences lead nicely into the thesis statement, which we'll look at next. So, the thesis statement is the most important part of the introduction. It gives the reader clear information about the content of the essay, which will help them to understand the essay more easily. The thesis states the specific topic and often lists the main or controlling ideas that will be discussed in the main body. It may also indicate how the essay will be organized, for example, in chronological order, order of importance, advantages, disadvantages, cause, effect, and so on. It's usually at the end of the introduction, and it's usually but not always one sentence long. In short, the thesis statement states the specific topic of the essay, often lists the main or controlling ideas of the essay, may indicate the method of organisation of the essay, is usually at the end of the introduction, and is usually one sentence. Here is an example of a thesis statement with no subtopics mentioned. While cars have undoubted advantages, they also have significant drawbacks. This thesis statement tells us the specific topic of the essay, advantages and disadvantages of cars, and the method of organisation. Advantages should come first, disadvantages second. It is, however, quite general, and may have been written before the writer had completed the essay. In the following thesis statement, the subtopics are named. While cars have undoubted advantages, of which their convenience is the most apparent, they have significant drawbacks, most notably pollution and traffic problems. This thesis statement gives us more detail, telling us not just the topic, advantages and disadvantages of cars, and the method of organization, advantages first, disadvantages second, but also tells us the main ideas in the essay: convenience, pollution, and traffic problems. This essay will probably have three paragraphs in the main body. That's the end of this podcast. Remember to check out the website for more information, and also to see an example essay which will show you these components of an introduction more clearly.